This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Hey, sports fans, Christmas is come and gone and the Super Bowl is quickly approaching. We've seen what our teams are capable of this year, and now it's time to get those last bets in before the big Super Bowl. Will the Ravens be able to get it done? Will Brady and the Patriots get themselves another ring? I bet you have a feeling. Head over to mybookie.ag and make your predictions a reality. MyBookie is one of the most trusted in the industry. If you're looking for a sports book to make your bets for the bowl games, MyBookie's where you want to go. Football not your thing? No worries. MyBookie's got it all. From NBA to NHL to Premier League, they have the fastest payouts, best promotions, and very helpful 24/7 customer service. You could even pool your bets together for bigger payout. Let's say you have a couple big favorites this week. Parlay those wagers. You can bet multiple games together. And if they come through, you win big. MyBookie has more lines, better odds for the player than any other sports book out there. If you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Which means if you deposit $200, you'll get an extra $100 in free play money for free. All you have to do is use the promo code THPN to activate the offer. Once again, that promo code is THPN to get extra cash from MyBookie. Bet, win, get paid.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Inconsistency. So when is it time to cut bait on some of these underachievers? Good evening. Welcome to Flames Unfiltered, episode number 28, recorded on January 1st, 2020. And I apologize for being sick. I can't kick this, man. A little late on this episode, and I hate doing that. Don't like it. I like to be on time, and I like to have these things all in order. But I feel like the Flames are playing. I do. I feel awful. I've been going on a cold, sickness, bronchitis, pneumonia since the 20th of December. So I'm getting very crabby and tired of it. I'm sorry if I ramble during this episode because I'm in a DayQuil stupor. I just, struggling like the Flames. Can this team get any more inconsistent? It's the word of the season. It really is. We're not consistent. Some nights we look like Stanley Cup contenders and other nights we look like the Buffalo Sabres. Tell my friends in Buffalo, as I saw a report today, that in this decade, you were the losingest team. Not good. Doesn't look like it's changing in the next decade, as far as I'm concerned. We are everything that this team wasn't last year, when you think about it. We lack goal scoring. No problem with that last year. We're strong defensively last year. This year are we strong defensively? I don't even know. I don't think we were early in the year. We gave up way too many games of 30-plus shots. I think we've gotten better on that. As a matter of fact, I think really, with the crappiness of Riddick the last two games, throw that aside, we've been pretty good defensively and goaltending-wise. It's just our offense, which was the exact opposite last year. We struggled on the back. We struggled goaltending last year, and in our offense, we never, ever had to worry about goal scoring. And this year, it's so inconsistent this year. Anyways, Happy New Year from Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. You can also check me out at Inside Edge Hockey News. Do a couple podcasts on there, one called the Debate Hockey Podcast and another one called The Instigator. Please check those out if you guys got free time to listen. On today's show, we're going to talk about too many soldiers in Calgary and why are we throwing darts to make our lineups. Talk about some Flames memories from the decade. Flames news. We're talking about some
Flames are going to be all-stars. And we'll go around the league, talk a little Winter Classic, Corey Perry, talk about the Canucks. We're going to talk a little bit about a Flames question that's kind of interesting and kind of a New Year's question. And then we'll preview the Rangers coming to town on Thursday and Calgary heading to Minnesota on Sunday nights. Calgary always plays in Minnesota on Sunday night. I'll never figure that out. I don't know. Enjoy the show.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very, very proud to be part of, has a podcast that you must check out. It's called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast with host Terry Ryan, a former NHL player. You've heard him on Spit and Chicklets. It is top-notch hockey entertainment. It is funny, it is hilarious, and pretty damn informative, too. Time to recap some games. Not even games, a game. New Year's Eve, as I, in my DayQuil stupor, bang my head into the microphone. Sorry. Oof. Man, the last five episodes, I've just been like crummy. It's like when I'm golfing sometimes, you just can't get in that groove and just everything you do just seems like it goes into the trees. Promise. I'm going to get over this. I've got the medication to do it. And things are going to get better for the Flames, hopefully, and for the show, too. Anyways, let's talk New Year's Eve game, Tuesday night. I'm all messed up on days. Are you guys all messed up on days? Yesterday was Sunday to me, but actually it was Wednesday. Today was freaking Monday, but it's actually Thursday. Junior hockey games Friday and Saturday, but that seems like a mile away, but it's actually tomorrow. I don't know what to do. No Flames games on the weekend. That kind of sucks, doesn't it? Thursday night, and we go to Sunday. Ugh, I don't know. All right, I'll quit my bitching. Flames, Blackhawks. Blackhawks win 5-3. And this game pissed me off. Another slow start, and then it looked like all of a sudden it was like, oh, shit, we better start playing hockey here and start playing hard. So we tried this comeback thing that used to work 3 years ago but doesn't work anymore because it's too hard to play from behind. Let's roll through the scoring. Ole Mata gets on the board right away, 4:14. Chicago up 1-0. DeBrincat scores his 10th. At the 5:35 mark, it's 2-0. Yep, then Patrick Kane scores his 21st. Midway through the first, it's 3-0. And you know what? Put it in the record book. Because I mean, are you coming back from that? When you spot a team 3 in the first period, and you look disinterested, unengaged, you look flat-ass bad. Just bad. I don't know. I know this is a negative show, probably because I'm crabby as hell because I feel like garbage. But I'm frustrated. Second period doesn't start off any better. Dylan Strom gets his 9th, the 9:41 mark. And then a glimmer of hope. Then with 6 seconds to go, Sam Bennett gets his 4th. And you know what? I feel like Sam Bennett really deserved this one. Sam Bennett is coming off an injury, and everybody rips on Sam Bennett in Calgary. I don't understand it because he was our best offensive player in the playoffs last year, and quite honestly, is one of our hardest workers, if you don't watch. He was an animal this game, laid out 3 or 4 big hits, creamed Patrick Kane. Like, he was on fire. If he played like that and played simple every night, stayed out of the penalty box, and didn't make his stupid behind-the-back passes, we would love Sam Bennett, wouldn't we? I still kind of like Sam Bennett, but I wish Monahan had his fire. I wish Gaudreau had his fire. I do. Think about that, guys. Think about that. Speaking of Gaudreau and Monahan, both had open netters. I believe both of them were in the second period. Neither one of them scores. They lack killer instinct. There is no way if, ands, or buts about it. Johnny Gaudreau just looks like he's happy being an NHL player. That's it. All right, on to the third period. Michael Frolik gets his 5th at the 15:30 mark, and uh-oh, here come the Flames. Sean Monahan backs it up with his 13th on a pretty nice goal, I would say, at the 16:48 mark. Kachuk, Gaudreau get assists on that. Then the comeback was dashed. It was 4-3 at that point, and I'll tell you what, the Flames had some great chances in that last 2 minutes. Very good chances. Gaudreau had a chance. I mean, it was Kachuk had a chance. Man, I thought they were going to get it. I really did. I thought they were going to get it. I was excited and pumped and ready to cheer and be happy, but that didn't happen. Kane seals a deal with 0.6 seconds left. Calgary outshoots Chicago 44-33. Robin Lehner made some big saves early in the game, I thought. I thought Sam Bennett was by far the best Calgary Flame player. But again, the Flames come up short. We need points, guys. We need points. It's getting a little scary.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
Okay, let's talk these lineups. I'm going to vent a little bit more and be a little bit more frustrated, because I don't understand them anymore. I don't understand what the direction is. I'm not sure what Jeff Ward's doing here. Elliot Friedman reported on 31 Thoughts. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you've heard it. That there's people in the bottom six that are not happy with their playing time. And guess what? I don't care if you are. Because Flames fans are as upset as you are as players. So guess what? We're all upset. And who really can be upset in the bottom six when you think about it? Heck, on the whole team, let's look at the offensive core. If you're Lindholm and Dubé and maybe Ryan, you're meeting our expectations. We're good. We're happy. You deserve to play. After all that, who else is meeting our expectations? Bennett's probably meeting mine on his work ethic. I think when he's been in the lineup and hasn't been injured, I think he's been pretty effective. Now we have to take that first round pick and that stigma of him being a goal scorer and throw it in the garbage, because that's not going to happen with Sam Bennett. It's just not going to happen. Now, Matthew Tkachuk, everybody can go, well, geez, Brad, he's leading the team. And he is. And he's been clutch this year. He's scored some very big goals for us and done some very good things. I don't like his mannerisms the last few games. He looks disinterested. He looks tired. And his work ethic is lacking. And don't freak out on me and tweet me and tell me that I'm a Tkachuk hater, because I love Matthew Tkachuk. I wouldn't train him for anything. But Matthew Tkachuk can be better than he has been in the last 2 weeks. And I think he'd admit that. I'd really think he'd admit that. But you know what? Everybody else on our lineup, I mean, Lucic, no, he's not. I mean, he's kind of been. People in Calgary land, we keep telling ourselves that Lucic is doing good this year. You know why? Because we're stuck with him for 3 more years and we're trying to talk ourselves into thinking he's doing good. He's not. He's slow. Mangiapane, yeah, he's been pretty good. I'm not on the Mangiapane train as much as some people are, but I do like him. Gaudreau's been junk all year. Monahan's been marginal to not very good. Tobias Reeder, pretty darn close to having him on the list of guys that are meeting expectations, because I think Tobias Reeder's been pretty darn good, considering he was a walk-on free agent signing at camp. Backlund, I think Backlund's been held back a little bit this year because we keep shuffling him from center to wing to center to wing to center to wing. It's going to piss Lindholm off too. Just watch. Frolik, I don't know what I think of Frolik. I'd like to see him gone because I could use the cap space. And quite honestly, I think Michael Frolik's probably one of the nicest guys on the team, but I can't stand his agent. I don't know. Mark Jankowski, let's not talk about Jankowski. Now the question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to keep throwing darts when we make our lineups? Or are we going to actually choose lines and live with them and build some consistency? So we got two choices. We're either going to need to deal a player, change the lines, and build off of it. Or we're going to need to be happy with our lineup, accept the fact that no one's going to take our salaries, build some lines, and run with it. So you say, well, you need to deal a player. Well, who would you deal? Well, you know what? I hate to say this, but my number one guy on my list would be Johnny Gaudreau. Do I think it's probably the right time to deal him? No, I don't. I really don't. My gut says don't do it now because his trade value is low. The only thing we do have going for him is he's a value salary. But think about it. When I mentioned trade Gaudreau, everybody's like, oh, it's knee-jerk. It's knee-jerk. Is it really? Besides him putting up a ton of points in the regular season last year, which was, don't get me wrong, critical to us getting to where we wanted to be last year and winning the Western Conference. But he's done nothing for us in the postseason ever. for having all these stars, we're not getting anywhere in the postseason. I mean, are they really the stars we want? And quite honestly, I don't think Johnny Gaudreau wants to be in Calgary. Something is wrong with him this year. Flat out wrong. Eric Francis said it, and I agree with him. He's gone this summer. Johnny Gaudreau is not a Flame next year, and I fully agree with Eric Francis on this, 100%. And I think we'll get a pretty good return for him. Now, Monahan, he's my favorite Flame. He has been for a long time. I got a said it 10 times in the show. I got an autographed jersey hanging right behind me. But I've accepted the fact that Monahan's not a number one center in the National Hockey League. Now, I'm not a proponent of trading Monahan, but we need to get a number one center, and I think we got him. I think it's Elias Lindholm. He's a Patrice Bergeron lookalike, and that's what Jeff Ward said, too. I mean, Lindholm's good, you guys. He's really good. So I think you move Monahan to the second-line center, and I think he's a great second-line center in the National Hockey League. Great. Now, people say, let's move Bennett. And you know what? I'm not against moving Bennett. But what are we going to get in return? Don't we need a bottom six guy that's really good? And Sam Bennett is a really good bottom six guy, right? Jankowski. Where do I stand on Jankowski? It's time to cut bait. Put him on waivers. It's done. It's done. It's done. Or package him in a big trade. But Calgary Flames fans, we need to do something here. We need to make a trade, or we need to make your lines and stick with them. Having different lines every night and having Backlund at wing one night, Backlund at center the next night, Lindholm at wing, Lindholm at center. Like, all of a sudden, Lindholm with Tkachuk and Mangiapane, then all things are going crappy like they were on Tuesday night, and all of a sudden you see him with Gaudreau and Monahan in the middle of the game, and it's like, come on. Like, this doesn't work. Name me an NHL Stanley Cup team that shuffled their lines 500 times during a game. Doesn't work. It gets frustrating, and I'm getting sick of it. So we need to pick our lines, or we need to make some moves. It's time. We need to make moves. We're at the midway point. And next show, I will be doing mid-season grading and talking about evaluating players at mid-season. But it's time, guys. It's time, it's time, it's time.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
All right, Flames fans, let's talk about some good things in Calgary land, and let's reminisce on three things that kind of stuck in my mind as three big moments in the last 10 years of Flames hockey. The first one was the Mr. 500. Jerome McGinley getting his 500th on January 7th, 2012. And it's not so much this goal, it's just what this goal symbolizes that I remember so much and how big a part of Calgary Jerome McGinley was when he was here and quite honestly still is. Is he the greatest Flame of all time? Yeah, in my mind. There's some other good ones. But yeah, he was a workhorse for this team. And he went to work every single night. And some of the younger stars in this team should take notice of that, because Jerome did show up every single night. Another night that really sticks in my mind, and it's funny because I picked Tommy top three, and two of them involve Vancouver Canucks. That's why I think they're our biggest rival, too. And that's the night that everything went haywire with all the fights. Bob Hartley sent out a heavyweight line. John Tortorella backed it with a heavyweight line. The brawl starts at the opening faceoff. 204 penalty minutes that night, January 18th, 2014. Tortorella goes storming down the hallway trying to get into the Flames locker room. Man, pure chaos on Hockey Night in Canada, and I loved every minute of it. It was good, good, good entertainment that night. Another one that sticks in my mind was the playoff comeback against Vancouver. And that one took place on April 25th. And Calgary was down in the playoffs April 25th. What am I saying? That was in 2015. I can't even get my dates right. It was game six. Calgary spots Vancouver an early three-goal lead in the first 10 minutes. Slowly they erase that and deficit in the third, and Matt Stajan notched the go-ahead goal with just over 4 minutes to go in regulation. It's always, I mean, we haven't had a whole lot of playoff wins. So don't forget that, Flames fans. So as much as I would like to have a Stanley Cup moment, this is the best I can do as far as playoffs go. Other things I remember from the decade, Giordano winning the Norris last year was a big one. I remember how Mika Kiprusoff was such a big integral part of the decade for the Flames. He overtook Mark Vernon in all-time leads in 2011. All-time wins leader, excuse me. Lots of good memories for the Flames. Winning, being the top team in the Western Conference was last year was huge. On a negative note, who will forget the Weidman incident where he ran over the referee on purpose, not so purpose. The Kachuk-Doughty rivalry stands in my mind. Johnny Gaudreau spearheading some come-from-behind wins and hat tricks for Johnny Gaudreau and all the goals that that guy has put up for us. It's been a pretty magical 10 years, but not the way we want it. Is it too much to ask that we get a Stanley Cup every 20 years? I don't know. I don't think so. This team is built to win, and this franchise is built to win. They're not afraid to spend to the cap. We need to start making the most of it and start celebrating a few more wins in Calgary, and boy, wouldn't it be something to hoist that cup someday soon.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
Let's talk Flames news. And this week, Mark Giordano, Matthew Tkachuk named to the All-Star game in St. Louis. A big honor for both guys and well-deserving. I think Giordano was probably voted in, or not voted in, named in because of his play last year. Because Giordano hasn't been the Giordano we know this year. Been okay, though. But he was just a workhorse last year. The guy was amazing. Points, just everything. And to do it at his age, it's unbelievable that he's able to do that. Voted in probably because of last year, but I'll take it anyways. Mark Giordano should have went last year and got snubbed. So he deserves it. He'll be going this year. Be fun to watch him. Also, Matthew Tkachuk will be playing in his hometown. Did this have influence on it? Maybe a little bit, but he is leading the team in scoring. Been a good player for the Flames this year. And you know what? That's probably harsh for me to say that Giordano is getting selected because of his play last year and that Matthew Tkachuk is getting in because he's from St. Louis. Well, it is a little harsh, but here's something even more harsh. I've seen a lot of people promoting that Johnny Gaudreau should get votes for the last man in. Now, I know we're all Flames fans, but can we really sleep at night voting him in with the way he's played this far this year? I have a hard time with that. Johnny Gaudreau is a wonderful hockey player, great hockey player, but he's not playing like an all-star this year. So I can't place him on the, I can't vote him into the all-star if I don't believe he's an all-star. Does that make me a bad Flames fan? I don't think so. I think it makes me a realistic Flames fan.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, Flames fans, want to win some big money? Play Playline 50,000 Daily Lotto, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. Win big with Playline. Use promo code THPN, and you're set to win big bucks. Oh, yeah, it takes some hockey knowledge. But you guys have that, right?
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, let's go around the National Hockey League, answer a Flames fan question, and preview games later this week. Around the National Hockey League, with the new year, it brings us the Winter Classic. This year's Winter Classic was today. Nashville visited Dallas. Pretty good game. I don't know, fairly good atmosphere, lots of people there. I mean, I know it's good for the teams involved. But are you losing your luster if your team's not in it? Because I have. I love hockey. I watch every team play. I watch games every single night. But it just didn't feel the same. Some of the other ones were so much better. I think it's a dying animal, this Winter Classic. And you know what? I have a hard time playing when there's no chance of snow. I know that's a petty thing, but has there anything better than watching like Detroit, Toronto that day when the snow was coming down? Or heck, even Calgary earlier this year when they played Winnipeg. That's what playing outdoors all about, right? Those were fun. There was a highlight though yesterday, and that's when our friend Corey Perry got ejected for a dirty hit to the head of Ryan Ellis. What made me laugh the most was watching Perry on the long, long, long walk of shame. That was something to see. Now, next year's Winter Classic will be played at Target Field in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Wild will be taking on, well, who knows? I've heard the St. Louis Blues. I've heard the Winnipeg Jets. Wait, same division? It'll probably be the Blackhawks. They're in every Winter Classic, right? I guess we'll wait and find out what the league has to say on that one. But anyways, Target Field next year against the Minnesota Wild. Fan question from Jessica Ann Martinson of Calgary. What is the most critical improvement the Flames must figure out heading into the new year? Well, my biggest one, and I talked about it earlier in the show, and I think I've talked about it on the last four shows, you're probably getting sick of hearing about it, but is line combination consistency. I question whether this team will ever pull it together until we develop lines and keep those lines and only change it if there's injuries. A second one that I thought very hard about naming, better starts. It's hard. This is a hard hockey game. This is a hard sport. There's a lot of good teams in this league. And it's really, really, really hard to win when you're playing from behind all the time. Really hard. So those are the big things that I think will help this team and help get this team into the playoffs. It's really up in the air on where this team goes. Some of their games coming up here in the next couple weeks are really critical. And it starts Thursday nights. Thursday night as I head into the game previews here is the New York Rangers, original six team, make a stop in Calgary. They're only stop of the year. The Rangers are 19-16-4, 42 points, seventh in the Metro. Their last game was a loss to Edmonton on New Year's Eve, 7-5. They were trailing terrible in that game and came from behind to even make it respectable. The Rangers are a good hockey team and a team that Calgary better not take lightly, because when you think about it, if this team was in the Pacific Division and not in the really, really difficult Metro, they'd be right up there battling for tops in the division, not maybe the first in the division, but we'd be battling for that second, third, and wild card spot. So this is a team that Calgary cannot take lightly on Thursday night. Calgary lost five in a row at home. We need 2 points, and that's got to change. We need the Saddle Dome to be a hard place to play. We need to get out on them early and play with a lead for once. Then Friday, Saturday, off days for the Flames. And then, of course, it's a Sunday. Well, where does Calgary play on Sundays? Minnesota. Minnesota has a playoff game that day, too, in football. Not in Minnesota, though, like they were last time. Calgary went to Minnesota, and we had to switch times to make it an early start, which was not fair to the Flames. But anyways, Minnesota sits currently fifth in the Central with 43 points. Calgary fifth in the Pacific with 45 points. Minnesota shut out Calgary just last week, or just a little over a week ago, 3-0 in Minnesota. And these two teams will play again next Thursday when Minnesota makes a trip to Calgary. Thanks for tuning into Flames Unfiltered. Story as I struggle through another episode not feeling well. It's on the upside, though, I promise. It's getting better. It's getting better. It's getting better. Next episode, we will talk mid-season grades. Some might not be too good either. Some will, though, I promise. Some will.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter, at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page, at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter, at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again, and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.